Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. This is our time together where you can come and bring your questions and we'll discuss your inquiries and see what we have online here. This is Perry A., your hostess for the day. I'm the author of the new book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. The book has just come out in November, so if you haven't gotten yours yet, you can go to theclaybook.com, and there will be a link there and show you where to go to get a book. It's a beautiful day in Texas. The sun is out, and as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to go outside and absorb some of it, and I hope that you're in a place where you have a little sunshine today, and if not, this too shall pass. So don't get discouraged. Just hang in there. I'll let me slip over here and see if we have any questions in queue today. Stephanie Dasan in Leola, Pennsylvania. She said, there's a young girl with chronically cracked, dry hands. The other children make fun of her. I thought the clay might be drying too. Any suggestion? She is 9 years old. Any suggestion for her shoulder pain? Would clay help with her heart condition? Are you certified? I admire your answering these questions. I have no, I have no idea what her heart condition is, and so you'd have to consult a doctor. I am not a doctor. I know about clay. I've been studying it for over 20 years, and there's still a lot to learn. It's a fascinating topic, and it seems to really support the body in many ways. As far as her hands, I would at night put some rubber gloves and put some clay mask in the fingers and have them slip them on and kind of tape them at the wrist. You don't want to cut off the circulation, just to keep it on there and keep the clay from coming out on the bed. Leave it on all night. It will help those hands. Actually, when you take a clay bath and you get out, your skin feels very soft. So when you wash it off, there is a softness there, and it's going to bring circulation. I expect part of her problem is dehydration, and probably if she has a heart problem, it might be, have something to do with circulation as well. The clay will help stimulate circulation and just the softness. I've known it to take out corns off of toes and, I had a guy with a bone infection, and he was soaking his feet daily in clay, and he had a big, hard callus on the pad of his foot, and it just peeled right off. So it took a while to peel off, but, it left healthy skin underneath. So that's what clay seems to do. I don't know what's wrong with her shoulder. Putting some clay on her shoulder, just taking some of the clay mask and rubbing it on her shoulder and let it dry for a while generally helps get the circulation going and take down any swelling or inflammation. And when you have those things, it sort of stops the pain as well. So I would suggest that. I can't address the heart condition. I don't know what that is. And I don't know what I'm certified in. I'm certified in a bunch of things, but I'm not a doctor, so I just talk about the experiences with clay and other people's experiences and results and how clay works and explain that. But thank you for your question and your concern for another child, because other children can be really crude. Lisa in Wyoming, is this constipation get? I use diatomaceous earth, good grade, and it's horribly constipated me. Sometime, I don't know about diatomaceous earth. I know clay, when people start taking it, you're either going to start having three good bowel movements a day and be amazed, or you may have constipation if it's cleaning out the lower colon. We carry around a lot of old crud that's stuck up there, and it's dried out, and it's putrefied, and when it starts pulling it out, it stops up the plumbing. There's not much moisture in it. I recommend taking over-the-counter magnesium oxide tablets. You don't want the magnesium caltrate, you want the oxide. You can take one or two or however many you need. I like the tablets because you can cut them in half and find your happy place with it that keeps your bowel movement and moving. You'll have to talk to the Diatomaceous Earth people about that because I'm not specialized in Diatomaceous Earth, okay? Joanne Roberts in Kalispell, I think that's Montana or Wyoming. Confusion about metal. Heard use no metal when mixing or storing and use a blender, which has a metal plate. Please clarify which one is correct. You don't want to leave it in prolonged contact with metal. So you wouldn't want to leave a spoon in your bowl of clay overnight or use a metal lid because it's going to start rusting the metal. Temporary contact is fine. I've been mixing it in my blender, and I mix it, and I just wash my blender blades before I get into the bathtub and before, after I've mixed a batch of clay, I wash it real good. I put some soapy water in there and blend it real high and make sure there's no clay left on the metal blades. Doing that, you're just fine. Temporary use is not going to hurt anything, and it helps mix up the clay. Sylvia in Glenoma, Washington. Can a regular use of clay mask eliminate freckles or moles? Moles, sometimes yes. Freckles, I kind of doubt. It might lighten them a little bit, but I don't think it will eliminate them. It's more of a pigmentation situation. I have two moles in my cheek, and, I look straight in the mirror and I don't see them. And sometimes I don't turn my head, and all of a sudden I realize I have these two moles on the side of my cheek. And every night I smear a little clay mask on them, let it dry, and just sleep with it on, and they're actually breaking up and getting smaller. I'll see two little ones kind of drop off the bottom, and then they fade down my face and go away, and they get smaller and smaller. But I've been doing this for over a year. And it depends on the type of moles. Some moles dry up quickly and fall off, and others it takes more time. But it is sort of a skin lightener, so using it as a face mask on age spots and the freckles might lighten the freckles. As you know, when you get in the sun, the freckles become more predominant. So from that aspect, it's not going to make them go away. That's more genetic, but it might lighten them a little bit. Teen Moore in Melrose Park, Illinois. My mom has a stomach ulcer, and my husband has, I think you're trying to say, emphysema and half a kidney working. How can clay help them? How to use it for them? For your mom's stomach ulcer, she needs to be drinking the clay. If she's taking medicines, call your pharmacy with the medicine and ask how long it takes the medicine to be absorbed into the body. The clay doesn't go into the bloodstream, so after it's once absorbed into the bloodstream, the clay won't bother the medicine. It has a 9.7 pH. It not only will balance the acidity that aggravates the ulcer, it will help heal the ulcer by stimulating circulation. So I would have her, start with an ounce two or three times a day. Anytime the ulcer starts bothering her, go in and drink about an ounce. And she may want to increase that to 2 ounces two to three times a day, depending on the size of her ulcer. And I think she'll start feeling pretty much instant relief. Emphysema is a lung disease, and I'm not sure the clay will help it much. You might put some on his chest. It may help open the bronchial tubes, but I don't think it's going to help that much. Half a kidney working now. Clay helps detox the system, and one of the things the kidney does is help filter out toxins. So if you're drinking clay, particularly before your meals, you're going to be getting the toxins before they go into the body and have to be filtered out of the blood by the kidney and the liver. So it might take a relief on his kidney. If his kidney needs stimulation, I would recommend putting a a poultice on there and just do it for an hour or two at first and see how he feels. If it makes him tired, then just do it for short periods of time. And you want to check with your doctor and find out, you know, if the kidney needs stimulation or, you know, what the situation is. I'm sure he's taking quite a bit of medicine for the emphysema and the kidney as well, so it's maybe difficult to take the clay internally to work it in. And, you know, for your mom, I definitely have her drinking the clay for her stomach ulcer. Thank you. All right. Well, that's all the questions I have for right now. I'll keep checking back and see if some more have come in. Let's talk about clay for a little while. I have some testimonials. I looked up a new one. A lady, you know, I talked about in Christmas, be sure and keep your clay handy in the kitchen, because if you're doing a lot of cooking, you're going to hit the oven or pick up something hot and burn yourself. This was from a lady. She said, I burned my finger picking up a knife that had fallen onto the burner on my stove, and the plastic handle melted on my finger. The pain was so intense, and the plastic from the knife handle was embedded in my finger. I immediately plunged my fingers into the wet clay, and wow, the pain and redness and the burn went away. The clay even lifted up the plastic that had adhered to my finger. From now on, clay is my go-to for burns. Thank you. Joanne E. So we want to thank Joanne for that testimonial. And she also had one on a bee sting. We all know it helps with any kind of insect bites or stings, from jellyfish stings to snake bites to burns. So keep your clay handy outside. And just don't forget to use it. It's the main thing. Okay, let's see what else we have here. We were talking about stomach ulcers, and this is about acid reflux, which is the stomach acid coming up in your esophagus. Acid reflux in Bartlett's esophagus. This lady said, I struggled with reflux for 15 years and was on prescriptions and over-the-counter medication all of the time, which is not good. It wasn't until a friend loaned me some of your clay in January of this year, and I got started on it. This was a year ago, so I need to take the date out. And felt almost immediate improvement. Mine was a hard case to beat, though. There was damage to my esophagus, and I'd been diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus 10 years ago. So the GI doctor doubled the prescription medication, all the traditional medication knows to do for these digestive orders. She's saying that all they know to do is double up on the medicine. I will add at this point that these medicines called proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, Acefix, Prevacid, Prisolec, I can't say it, Prisolec, in a minute it'll come to me, are extremely difficult to get off of, and when you attempt to stop them, you get rebound reflux. Even the GI doctor admitted that. Therefore, lots of people give up and think they just can't get off of these drugs and go back to them. Once in a while, a natural remedy will work sometimes for people. Vinegar is a popular. Well, I tried 10 natural remedies before I tried clay, and up until clay, I had minimal relief with any of the natural medicines, and believe me, I was trying. After approximately 3 days on clay water, 2 ounces before meals, I felt so much better. It is now 4 months down the road, and I am 99% asymptomatic of reflux. I still avoid, for the most part, foods that are triggers for me. I want the erosion in my esophagus to heal, but there's nothing short of a miracle that I haven't had to resort to taking the Prevacid in months. And I am finding that sometimes can reintroduce a food that once was problematic to my diet without terrible consequences. Sometimes if I eat something that begins the reflux, I take the clay water as soon as it flares up and it goes away. I would advise anyone who is treating reflux with clay to try and stay away from highly processed foods, as we should anyway. Those are the most irritating to our digestive tract. Otherwise, I have no restrictions, no small meals, no sleeping on two pillows or lying on my side. I am what I would consider, as I said, 99% reflux-free. It will be interesting when, in a few days, I am due for my upper endoscopy to check the Bartlett's. I believe the clay will have healed my esophagus. Wonder how mainstream medicine and the pharmaceutical companies will deny that, Debbie P. So I like that. And, you know, I had acid reflux, and it got rid of mine so quickly. It's really amazing that it can respond that quickly. We have some more questions. Does clay help COPD and how? I'm not sure clay is very beneficial for COPD. I believe it's a breathing complication disorder. I need to look that up. Again, anything with breathing, if you want to put the clay on your chest to open the circulation and kind of open the bronchial tubes, it might help with that. Sheila Davis in New Orleans. I've seen different websites selling living clay at lower prices than on living clay sites. Do you know if this is the same clay sold by your company? We sold the company. It's not my company. There are many people who sell the clay, and they do give it at discount prices. It is the same clay. If it says living clay on the label, it's definitely living clay, the same. So they haven't changed the labels or anything. And they just offer it at a lower price, which is nice because the new company, I don't know if they give very many discounts. Carla in Santa Fe, do I still need to take calcium supplements if I'm drinking the clay? Yes, ma'am. You don't take clay for a supplement, mineral supplement. You will get some, three minerals that are in the cation exchange layer that you will get some of. If something bad comes along, it will throw one of those off, and they're calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. So those are the only minerals you get, but it's an exchange item. When something bad comes along, it throws one of these off, and the bad one reattaches like Velcro to the clay. So you'll never know exactly what you're getting. It would only be small amounts. The cation exchange layer is the outer edge, and it's not very big, so I would still take your supplements. And I don't see that clay interferes with supplements since it has supplements in it and it gives the body supplements. The minerals in clay work together as a whole to make up the clay particle with a negative charge, and that's where it gets its detoxing ability. All right. Is it better to add helium husk to the clay when doing a detox? The psyllium is a bulker that will go in and kind of scrub out the colon. If you want to add it to it, you may have to add more water because it's going to thicken your clay. I don't see that it's necessary, but, you know, if it makes you feel better, you think it's going to work better, go ahead and try it. But you don't have to keep it up for a prolonged time. Once it's cleaned you out, you can just take the clay. Clay is going to, you know, it starts in the mouth doing the detoxing. It doesn't wait till it gets in the colon. But it starts grabbing the toxins as they come into the body. And, of course, we don't sip on it all day long, so there may be some that have got down into the colon between taking your clay. So it's good to do that. Some people like psyllium. Psyllium does scrub out the good bacteria, too. Clay is selective. It just takes the bad bacteria. So if you're going to use psyllium, you definitely want to use probiotics. And I definitely wouldn't use it more than 2 weeks without some good probiotics. It's kind of a personal preference. You know, try it and see which way you like it best. Like Florence in Kansas, would it help for hands and feet to have, if that have nerve problems? It may be neuropathy. Yes, ma'am. We had one gentleman with diabetes, vitis, and he had a neuropathy problem and couldn't feel his feet. And he started drinking the clay, and he said gradually the feeling came back into his feet just drinking it. We would also recommend putting the clay mask as a poultice on your feet and legs and wrapping it saran wrapped. And at night you can put it on and wrap it in a plastic wrap or saran wrap and put a sock on over to, you know, to keep it from unraveling, and sleep with it on all night. And you want to put it on just before you go to bed, because when you walk, when you have the plastic on there, it squishes around and it all goes to the side, so you kind of want to keep it on your feet. It's very good for bringing the circulation back, and the circulation will help the nerves, and the swelling and all shuts down the nerves, and it's a lack of circulation. So definitely that. We had a gentleman whose legs were purple from the knees down. He was in his 90s. And his daughter-in-law started going in and putting clay poultices on his legs twice a day and leaving it on for about 4 hours each time. And the color went away in about 3 to 4 weeks. His legs were pink and healthy again. So definitely get some of that and put it on. And you may need to get somebody to help you get it on. You know, it's kind of difficult to get your leg and your feet and your hands in your lap and get it on. Put a towel down if you want to put it on and let it dry. Get a little ottoman or a stool and put a towel over it and just prop your feet up. On a pretty day, I like to go outside. I put it on my feet just, you know, for toenail fungus. I had some time and I don't want it to come back, so periodically I rub it on my toes and my feet and my legs, just because I like the feel of it. Let it dry and then I go stick my feet in the shower and wash it off. You kind of want to not, if you have a big chunks on there when they dry, you kind of want to knock them off so they don't fall off when you're walking to the bathroom and get all over your house. So keep that in mind too. Okay, Tina Moore in Melrose Park, Illinois. How does it help with the shingles? Shingles are kind of like chicken pox, anything like that. It even works on poison ivy and poison oak. It goes through that coating on there. It helps dry up the shingles. It helps stop the pain. The quicker you get it on, the quicker you're going to get relief. So take the clay mask, put over those shingles, cover it with some press and seal or saran wrap to keep it from getting on your clothes. A lot of times shingles attacks you around your waistline and on your sides. So you know, you can't walk around naked all day with clay on you, so put it on and put some saran wrap over it so it won't get on your clothes. If it starts getting warm, take it off. At first it's going to pull out the heat and the inflammation. It just helps dry them up and it helps heal those nerve endings because shingles attacks the nerve endings. I felt myself, I think I was getting shingles. I put it on so quick and it went away, but it was around my waist. It was a little rash that was coming up, but it was kind of burning like. It wasn't like an itchy rash. And I thought, oh, I'm trying to get shingles. And I got the clay on and with 2 days it was gone away. So get it on there fast. Use that clay mask, the mud. Okay? How would it help a sprained wrist with clay? You want to wrap the clay thickly, the clay mask thickly around the sprain area and the swelling area. And you can either let it dry or wrap it in some plastic wrap and leave it on there. I do that a couple of times a day and at night. And it takes the swelling out. It pulls it. When you have a sprain like that, fluid goes to the area. and the fluid is what usually creates the swelling, is what pushes against everything and causes a lot of the pain. I think you'll find that the pain goes away right quickly, and we've had people with a broken thumb. One day this lady had, and it was all swollen, and she put clay on it. She came back a few hours later and says, look, the pain is gone and I can wiggle my thumb. So definitely get the clay on a sprained wrist or ankle. We had one gentleman who had sprained his ankle and it was swollen, and he had been taking Epsom salts baths and doing everything, and he finally tried the clay, and he said he put the clay mask on there and said it started pulling the fluid out so quickly that it was just, the clay mask was running down his leg. He had to keep, you know, pulling it back up and putting it on, but it was just like pulling water out of his leg. So try that. Let us know how you like that. It should bring you some relief. It's a natural analgesic, and I think because it works on the pain and the swelling and the inflammation is how it reduces a lot of pain and things. All right. How's my back doing? I hope you're all healed up. Thank you for all you do. Thank you. It is all healed up. I went back to the doctor. They had a crushed compression fracture of the L1 vertebra, and it's healed, and I am back doing what I love. That's why I want to go outside and go for a walk today. I'm doing my exercises again and wanting to get back to my good old self. I was able to get my Christmas decorations down with minimal help. My kids did come over and put the boxes in the attic for me, but it's so wonderful to feel good again, you know. It took some patience. I didn't want to have a needle stuck in my back and put cement in there. I thought, what if it oozes out somewhere and acts like a bone spur on a nerve? And I didn't, you know, it wasn't bad enough for surgery. It was just one vertebra, and he said it will heal itself. So it just took a little time, so I got a pile of books and read for a while. And now I'm ready to go outside and play again. But thank you for asking. I did use clay poultices on it, and it seemed to help. So hope it healed in record time. I feel like it did. I knew it was healed before I went back to the doctor. I could just tell by my movement and all. But thank you for thinking about that and asking for it. I appreciate it very much. Okay, we're caught up on questions. I'm going to go over to the phone line and see if anyone on there has a question they'd like to ask. If you do, if you will press star 2, it will signal me that you would like to come on the line and ask a question or give a testimonial. Or we take testimonials on here, too, so we like to hear the good stuff. And they're always anxious. My philosophy is a lot of pain and suffering is optional with clay. You know, it just is so amazing on pain. And for getting rid of a lot of things that the medicines just have so many side effects for. But I'm a big clay believer, and I guess that's why, because I've been taking it for 20 years. And it was an accident that caused me to break the bone in my back. So, anyway, I'm not seeing anyone here that wants to ask a question, so I'm going to go back to our lines and see if we have any more questions here. I'm not seeing anything, so we still have a few minutes. So I'm going to go back and look at some of these testimonials I pulled down. Okay, here we go. Clay for swollen, sore joints. Wintertime, usually our joints start aching with the barometric pressure change in the weather, and clay is very good for aching joints. This was from a lady. She said, last summer I had an undiagnosed, whoops, my page went away. I don't know what caused that. Undiagnosed swollen finger joint. No clue whether it was rheumatic or not. Just sore and starting to appear enlarged. If I press down on the knuckle on either side at an angle I could find pain. It was starting to ache without pressure, so I spooned some hydrated clay onto a cotton makeup remover circle and wrapped the joint top and bottom with these two clay circles. I found that if I put clay right out to the edges where they overlapped, it would sort of dry the two circles together and hold them better. Then I went to sleep like this. The fingers naturally clamped together on the sides to help hold this makeshift bandage in place. After three nights of this, nothing in the daytime, the ache was gone, and I had to really put hard pressure on it to think I found it. So I waited a couple of days, just got busy, and then did it again, and that was that. It's now February, and just this mention of it made me check it again, and I think I can feel something on one angle, but that's all. So try it on those sore, aching joints. It counters the barometric pressure changes that sort of make us ache. I'm just amazed that I don't have aches at my age. And, you know, if I sit too long, I get up and I'm a little stiff, but I try not to sit too long without getting up and exercising a little bit, particularly when I'm getting over my back and getting my muscles back in shape when I don't want to sit too long. So I try to get up every hour, and I do some arm circles and exercises, and I do some high knees, and I do some stand on your toes and deep breathing just to get the circulation going. And you can kind of pat your hand on your back, your buttocks, and just kind of slap your buttocks for about 20 times on each side, and boy, you'll feel the circulation in your body. It's a good exercise for some of us older ones to do that are not physically active during the day with our jobs, and we forget and sit too long. I haven't gotten addicted to daytime television yet, and I hope I never do. I don't want to go back to that. I'm not seeing any other questions right now, and it looks like our time is up. This will be posted and archived on bentoniteclayinfo.com. Cheryl will send out a notice to it about it. And just a minute, let me check one more thing to see if there. Sometimes I have to go back and open up to see if there, sometimes these questions hide from me or they don't come down. Well, I've lost it now, so. Okay, it looks like it threw me out, and I'm not seeing, you know, one more time, check my questions. Okay, Robin in Ontario. Does clay work for sinus pain? My husband gets terrible sinus headaches. If you will put the clay over his sinus cavities, they're two above your eyebrows right there towards the center of your forehead and two below. And also, if his sinuses get really stopped up, you can put some of the liquid clay, the clay water, in a pan and bring it to a low boil where you have some steam and take a towel and kind of make a tent and breathe that in. And it really kind of helps open up those sinuses. You want to be careful and not get a steam burn or not catch your towel on fire. I don't know if you have electric or gas stove, but be careful. If you have something that a tea kettle that puts steam out, that you could put a tent over it and just breathe it in. And then wash your pan out and real good. Don't let it leave it sitting in your pan when you get through. I had that once when I just couldn't breathe and I couldn't get anything to unstop it, and I did that and it gave me some relief. So I would try those things. At night, he can put a thin coat on over his sinus areas and let it dry and sleep with it on. Just put a kind of a thin coat on. You don't want to rub it in where you can't see it, but just a light coating, and let it dry, and it'll help relieve the pressure in those sinus areas. And it's cedar fever time, so a lot of us are having sinus headaches. So that's a little trick you can do. Well, it looks like we are done for the day. This is Perrier wishing you a beautiful week. Be patient with your body. Be kind to your body. Listen to your body. And treat yourself well. You deserve it. This is Perrier signing out.